XL. This is Kayak Mike.
And who's your paddler?
Hey, we're set for a good Saturday morning
after a great week of fishing, man.
Should be a good one out there. Yeah, we had a special trip we got to talk about.
Yeah, we had a couple
good... I think you had a couple good trips you got to talk about.
Had a couple good trips, man. And, you know, it's time is now to catch some fish. Things are starting to look good in the ocean. And we have to say, if Dr. Miller is out there, we're missing you, buddy. We're
Maybe
with
he had
you.
An emergency house call he had to make.
Yeah, Dr. Miller, paging Dr. Miller. This is the Jack's Kayak Fishing Show. Yeah, we're a little short of guys this morning. Frank, the mayor, is off getting his pinky finger repaired.
What'd he do?
He had a kayak fishing injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the mayor, Frank, there was a time his wife was out of town, I think, back in the Midwest, and so he was here, and poor guy had to fish by himself for like 2 or 3 weeks in a row. And so every night for like 18 days in a row, Frank fished. And he had one of the little, I guess, I don't know, actuators or whatever these little devices are that make your fingers work properly, and his pinky on one of his hands was going nuts, and so his pinky like had a mind of its own, and he had to go in there and it was like a quick painless thing, you know. They local you up and go in and take this thing out, about 10 minutes outpatient procedure. So
like a nerve is firing off?
No, not a nerve. I can't remember what he said. There were these five of these little dealies in your finger that, you know, and one of them was failing, and you can live without them, and so they're pulling one of the five out. And
so this in the yak world would be known as a yak pinky, right?
Yes, yes, Frank. That's good.
You got football, you got turf toe,
yep.
And then you got your high ankle sprain, and then you got your
yak
pinky.
Yak shoulder and yak pinky are the two most prevalent that I've heard of so far.
That is good, Tony. But I see our buddy Jeff McGovern is on the phone. Jeffrey, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. How
morning,
are we all
Jeff.
Doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Well, you know, not bad, not bad. I was listening a few moments ago. We have a medical show now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, yak pinky, and I've actually got a case of fish-catching elbow. That's our version of tennis elbow.
Guys, that's terrible. Well, today I'm on one of my remote broadcasts.
Where are you coming from?
Disney World. And within about half an hour, 40 minutes, we're going to be going out on a Disney bass fishing excursion.
Oh.
I thought you said that was going to be out of bounds.
Well, you know, I came in last night, having worked all week, busted my butt, and they talked me into this.
That's now that's a wife and daughter worth
Well, you know, it's not that. Well, actually, wife and daughter are upstairs, sound asleep.
Of course.
And I have got son-in-law and some poor young man who was dating. He's actually dating the son-in-law's sister. And, of course, he's here right now, and he's possibly anticipating asking for her hand, and this may be his last fishing trip. I don't know.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Better make sure he has that PFD, Jeff.
That's right. Yes, that's correct.
You've called the wrong show. You need to call Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, I'll remember that. I'll tell him to call Dr. Phil. But we're hoping for the best, and the fact that, you know, the son-in-law got a pass this morning to come downstairs and fish, that's not a bad deal.
Where are you fishing at?
Actually, we're staying at the Polynesian, and so we're fishing right there at the Polynesian. They pick you up in a little Disney boat. I guess it's a pontoon boat all full of fishing rods. They take you out there, and they fling shiners, probably, until you get a big bass.
Hmm.
Wow, well, I bet those lakes are pretty well stocked there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They are well stocked. Well, you got to remember too, they've had a couple of big bass tournaments down here with BASS and such on these same waters. So, yeah, there's a lot of bass in here, but it's catch and release only. And I tell you, I'd love to sneak down here with a kayak.
Oh yeah, pop in there. That'd be actually be a good place for us to have like the kayak bass challenge for the state of Florida. You know, go to Disney and
right.
You could take the families and stuff. There's a good idea.
There you go. Take it on,
you know,
Mike.
Because you got Fort Wilderness here. We could all camp and take the kayak. I bet we could pull that off.
That would be kind of a good idea. I think I'm going to have to get in touch with some people at Disney.
Yes, sir. I hope you guys have a good show today. Where's the rest of the crew? Everybody's injured or out practicing?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, I've been out of town all week, so, you know, my email's been a little wonky. So how are we doing as far as our online tournaments coming up?
It's all getting there. You know, we're going to go alpha. We're going to open up this new set of software we've got developed up. But we had some of the moderators beating on it this week, and they found a few glitches and things that we fixed. And So we're about a week or so more of alpha testing. We're going to open it up and have the people on the website beat on it. And this is what we're calling an angler management system, Jeff, so that people, you know, last year we had some software that let you enter your catches and showed you the standings for our online tournaments.
Right.
And this year we wanted something a little more generic so that, you know, not only could we run one tournament, we could run lots of little tournaments in sequence of varying formats, you know, maybe a spot tournament and another month, you know, maybe a multiple trout tournament, or another month flounder, another month red, or another month slams. And the old software didn't lend itself to that. So the new system is going to let us do that. And it's also going to let you keep track of your fish catches online. It'll be essentially an online fish catching log.
Wow, that's
it's pretty cool. I got on there and messed around with it quite a bit, and the thing I liked about it is it allowed you to post your catches, but it also allowed you to have a private log, so I could put in there where I was at, the tides, the water temperature, the weather, what I was using for bait, you know, all that kind of stuff that some of these guys keep written logs. I'm not organized enough to do that, but it's all right there for you, and you can go back and reference it all, and it's awesome.
Yeah, we thought people would like that. So we're going to get another. All the elements are there except for the scoring element, and so we're going to let people beat on the basic system a little, Jeff. And, you know, so you can pop in your catches, and, you know, you've got your trips, and all the data about your trip, you know, where you were and your comments and all that kind of stuff will be private. Only you can view your trips. And your catches themselves, you know, the fish and the fish picture and the fish size, and any comments about that fish you want to share with people, that'll be public. And you'll be able to have your personal Hall of Fame. There'll be the site-wide Hall of Fame. Everyone gets fishing logs, and we'll be able to run tournaments with it. So it's something that I've been working on for a couple months that I thought would be a really cool piece for the website.
It's going to be outstanding. I mean, besides, it sounds like at some point in time, you guys will be able to go far more than just northern Florida with this thing.
Yeah, the people from anywhere be able to join this. You know, I figured the guys at Forgotten Coast Kayak Fishing, like Jeff Suber and that crowd in the Panhandle, well, why can't they compete in a spot tournament?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, any kind of photo tournament. So, you know, online photo tournaments, you know, with the catch, photo, and release format, I think they're on the uptake. And with conservation being what it is, I think even the boat tournaments, we've been talking to the Florida lure anglers, they want to get more to a, if possible, play around with this catch, photo, release format, because it is a lot better for the fish than bringing them to weigh.
Yes, sir, it is. And I'm glad to hear somebody's doing that. Of course, here we are again. Jack Kayak Fishing is right there at the top.
We're trying to. Well, Jeff, you guys have a great morning.
Thank you, sir. You guys take care, and I'll catch up with you all next week.
Yep. Your kayak is calling out to you, and we won't tell it that you're betraying it.
I won't. Please don't, because it'll beat me up, and there's five of them, and they'll hurt me.
Okay.
You guys take care.
Take it easy, Jeff.
Yeah, that new system that you put out there, that's a pretty cool deal. I mean, it automatically keeps your Hall of Fame so you can see your biggest fish. It keeps the overall Hall of Fame, you know, and that whole private thing with just allowing you to have a little note section to put all your notes about where you were and you know, what you caught it on and all that stuff was just, that's what I've been looking for.
It's revolutionary tracking. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's a great
deal.
Concept.
Really cool deal.
And glad you guys like that.
It takes care of our tournament issue that we were trying to figure out how to...
Yeah, well, you know, to me, I figured that a tournament was nothing more than just looking at the fish that I caught in a given window of time with a given set of rules and get it all together there. But, you know, there's a lot of products, and I looked around the market that you can download and pay for that you run on your computer that are fishing logs and things like that. And, boy, they had so many different things you could click on. And, you know, you had to add every single fish and this and that. So we built something that was kind of the lowest common denominator.
Right.
Free format. So, you know, if you don't want to enter all this stuff, you don't have to. If you want to talk about it, there's big comment fields. So you can put in what you want.
Well, you know, for the simple fisherman, I mean, you don't want something that's going to be very busy. I mean, it's already going to be time consuming enough as it is. You want to get on the water. Having just to have to build, you know, to put every single thing, you can't have it too busy because then again, you'll never have time to fish.
That's the truth. And I talked to Captain Kirk about, you know, what do you guys write down? And he says, usually I just make an entry that says, you know, on this date, we caught this stuff, went to these places, and, you know, if there was any exceptional stuff, like if I wanted to note a tide or a thermocline or a particular weather condition, then I'd notate it. But other than that, you know, there was no, you know, no major detail to the data. So I wanted to stay with a real simple kind of diary entry type of system. And you know, hopefully it'll work out. Maybe something we can share with the guys on the Outdoor Show and some other websites over time.
You know, and that's something that sort of reminds me of a, like a golf tracking system where you have, you know, where you're tracking your golf scores. You know, you're managing your wins. You're managing where you hit the ball on the fairway. What kind of shot, what kind of club. This is sort of the same concept,
yep.
You know, just with a little bit different management and reporting.
Or you can think about it as like online poker.
Sure.
You go to your online poker site, and there are all these tables you can join where we're going to have tournaments you can join, and, you know, you can hook up and be in lots of different things and have a little bit of fun with it.
I tell you what, that would work, and, you know, and you could get into several different tournaments basically probably with the same reporting system that you got.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's part of the master plan.
Yeah, that's at jackskayakfishing.com.
Because Mike does it at home.
Yeah,
it's a really cool deal. Like, I'm excited about
Well, the online tournament last year taught us a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
We always had last year we ran a tournament that was for a slam, and it was a slam a month, a red, a trout, and a flounder, and it ran for 3 or 4 months. And so you were getting aggregate inches for your points. And we handicapped the tournament based on the bait type, and we learned a lot.
Yeah, we definitely learned a lot. We thought that the bait fishermen had a little advantage, and that, you know, then you had the lure guys, and then the fly guys were really at a disadvantage, and we really learned a lot there.
Yeah,
that's not the case.
What do we have? We gave the fly guys a 10% bonus. So if a fly guy caught a 25-inch red, he got credit for 27.5.
Yeah.
We gave a 5% bonus to the lure guys. So if he caught a 25-inch red, he had, 26.25. And a bait guy, he just got his 25.
He just got the score.
Guess who won?
Yeah, the fly guys, I think.
Yeah. They killed everyone. So, you know, so all these
So no more advantages?
No.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the fly guys will be unhappy to hear this, that we've completely done away with the handicapping system, because we ran the data, and we looked at the numbers. We looked at the raw numbers and said, regardless of bait type, if everyone had no handicap, who would have won? Fly guy still would have won, because Rob Bernardo really caught some great fish. He had like a 28, 29-inch
nice.
Trout in there. And then you had some artificial guys right there lined up behind him. And I think the first bait guy, which would have been me, was like 8th or 9th or something.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give those fly guys credit. We got some hardcore fly fishermen, and they really get out there and get after it. And, I mean, I'm not saying they didn't deserve to win. I'm just not sure they needed the bonus to rub it in our face.
Yeah. So no more
yeah, they
bonus.
Didn't. They didn't need no more help, did they, HP?
No. They needed no more.
So here's the shout out to the fly guys. If you're that much more talented that you can do it on fly, and you choose to do it on fly, have fun.
It's all about you, baby. Go ahead.
So but those were shocking numbers, because people will sit there and emotionally.
Yeah.
Challenge, you know, oh, no. It's much more difficult to catch that same fish on fly versus on bait. And, you know, you're rewarding the skill for achieving it in a more difficult environment, the same catch.
Right.
You know, and so I'm like, well, okay, we'll reward you with the same points everyone else gets, because the fish is still the same fish.
Right. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. So the numbers don't lie.
I understand that it's more difficult. I do it every once in a while, but the numbers didn't lie from that tournament last year. So they still want to argue the fact that they need bonus points, but I can't tell if they're really serious or they're. I think they are, but they still,
can't tell the difference.
Yeah, it's a
we'll
negotiating
tool,
I think, at this point.
Yeah, I think so. It's a we won't play. Or else, no, we'll see. These guys will all fish it.
Yeah, that tournament last year was just amazing, because the dynamics of that tournament were so different than what we're used to over that 3 month period of time, and you had people totally changing the way they fished.
Yeah,
I mean going out and some of us would go out and just target one specific fish. We're just looking for that one fish. It just drove me nuts. I couldn't catch a trout last year to save my life, and I'd be going two or three nights a week. And
you'd finally get this dink 15.5-inch trout, and you'd be like, phew, pressure's off. I got my slam for the month.
Okay, I got my slam. Okay, I'm in 40th place. You know, but I just spent every night of my life trying to catch this dink trout.
Yeah.
You know, and it got a lot of people on the water more, and it got them thinking about catching different fish in a lot of different ways. So it was really interesting to me to talk to different people about how it changed the way they fished.
Yeah.
And the amount that they fished. There were some people talking about divorces because they were going out all the time. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun to see that.
Yeah.
And that was one of the benefits of that tournament, I think, was just to, you know, get people looking at it differently and fishing differently.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back after the break and talk a little bit more about this. We've got some interesting formats we're going to explore this year. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show on 1010XL. Give us a call at 641-1010. Got some lines open. We'll be back in a flash. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows.
Hey, this is Captain Kevin Faber from the Flanders Outdoor Show. We have now come on over to 1010XL to talk about the outdoor sports, and I'm not talking about football, baseball, and basketball. Our sports include tides, moon phases, bait, hooks, ammunition, guns, and major feeding periods. The Flanders Outdoor Show is where you can get the latest hunting and fishing information. So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show with me, Captain Kevin Faber, Jeff Loggeman, and Captain Kirk Waltz from 7 to 10 every Saturday morning right here on 1010XL.
Malibu kayaks are designed with fishermen like us in mind. They're the most stable and dry fishing kayaks on the market, and there's no substitute for being comfy and relaxed when you're out on the water. If you're paddling through the surf to target big game like tarpon or headed to the skinniest creeks to hunt tailing reds, a Malibu kayak will get you there in unrivaled comfort and convenience. All of the boats in the Malibu fleet have awesome storage options with plenty of convenient hatches, rod holders, and all the room you'll ever need for your fishing tackle and gear. And if you're a big boy like me, a Malibu Extreme or X Factor is the ticket for you. Make sure you rig your Malibu with Crack of Dawn accessories so you're ready for fish catching action. From super comfy seats, hatches, dry bags, and leashes to kayak carts and storage systems. Come to Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard and test paddle a Malibu Extreme, X-Factor, Pro Explorer, or Mini X. Experience the ultimate in fishing kayaks and join the Malibu Navy today.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Kayak Fishing Show. Get back on with the Allman Brothers. I love that tune.
Yeah, that's a good getting back song.
We were talking a little bit about online tournaments and some of the things we've got coming up at jackskayakfishing.com, and we're going to have a bunch of little tournaments this year, HP. You know, last year, one of the difficulties of the where you had to catch a slam, and it was a three-month-long tournament, a slam a month, was that if you didn't get your slam 1 month,
that'd be me.
You were done.
I was done. I'd done I think it was the first month. Maybe it was the second. But, you know, once you didn't get that, you were out of it. And you're just, it totally changed my dynamic, I'll tell you that. I was out of it and just there was no way to get back in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the suggestions we had last year was to maybe shorten some of these down.
Yeah, we'll do little 2 week, 3 week shots, and maybe we'll do something where we give people points for their overall result towards some kind of a online championship.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I hadn't heard that idea. That's an excellent idea. You could kind of give points and then have a at the end of the year a series champion or something like that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Bob, T-shirt Bob at Florida Lure Anglers brought that one up.
Yeah, excellent idea, Bob.
And we thought that would work pretty good. So, you know, we'll start off probably with something like a spot tournament, you know, a photo spot tournament where you look at one side of the fish,
yeah,
and count the number of spots on it, and that would be a pretty simple way to start and test out the system.
Yeah, that's an awesome little deal too, because you know there's a lot of guys that you can fish certain areas for big fish, but a lot of people don't like going to some of those areas for those big fish, so it kind of keeps everybody in the game as far as a spot tournament, because you can catch you never know when you're going to catch a big spotty fish.
And we can even allow, if we choose to, we can allow undersized reds, because you catch some spotties sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, 16-inch fish, it's got just a pile of spots, and you're thinking, oh, yeah. I want to catch you next April during
Grow
the
up,
Times
buddy.
Union spot tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be fun. That'd be a good way to kick it off.
Well, hey, we need to talk about a creek of the week.
Angie's Creek of the Week.
Angie Subs. At Beach Boulevard and Penman Road, best hot subs at the beach.
Yep. Go for the food, stay for the scenery.
Yep. They've got a number of things coming up at Angie's. Next week, I know, is the first Jack's Beach Gator Club meeting. We have our meetings there Wednesday nights, and we also have our Jack's Kayak Fishing monthly happy hours there. We're dialing in our September date and our September speaker at Angie's. I think we're going to be having an officer. I don't know whether to call him officer or captain, you know, it depends. Officer Chris Hollerman of the Florida Wildlife Commission.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Also one of Jacksonville's renowned charter guides who went off and got FWCized, and now he's an officer FWC. He's going to come talk to us about a number of things. And we're looking at the second or third week in September for that get-together at Angie's. So which creek should we talk about this week, HP?
I don't know. Have we done Pumpkin Hill Creek? You want to do Pumpkin Hill?
Yeah, Pumpkin Hill sounds good. Now, that's up there. If you take, let's see, to get to Pumpkin Hill, at least driving in a car, since it's well north of Sisters Creek, is you would have to go up New Berlin Road to Cedar Point Road, and head east on Cedar Point, and just as before you get to Saw Pit Road, you take a left on Pumpkin Hill Creek, and that road dead ends at two properties. On the north side, there's a city park that runs up to what they call Tiger Point, and it's mostly trails for walking and horses and that type of thing. And to your right, you can go in the gate. They've now got an improved ramp over there for the state park, Pumpkin Hill State Park. And it's a really, really nice way to access some creeks that hang off of the Nassau River.
Right.
You know, that's not heavily fished, that are not accessed by a lot of people. And it's really, really a nice place. I've been over there, and the ramp is pretty good. At a dead low, it's a little bit challenged to get in and out of there. But beyond the dead low, it's pretty accessible. And I believe they open the gate there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I think you're right. At 8 in the morning, it'll open. You launch there. If you go to the right, you can get into some pretty shallow water, low tide. So you want to be careful. To the left, you can get some real deep water.
Yeah, and the left is heading north. You know, it's you go up a couple bends, you know, about a mile's worth or so, and you'll get to Tiger Point, which is where the main part of Pumpkin Hill intersects. You know, Edwards Creek and those other creeks that work to the west from there, and let me tell you, that is some deep water.
Yeah,
I mean 25, 30 foot. So, and there's some serious trout on the way up there. I was talking to a fellow this week who, he says, you know, there is a trout in there that goes 31 inches that he has seen. And he says he's hooked it and not boated it. And he says that fella's been in there for quite some time, and he wants to go back and chase it. But it's really peaceful up in that area.
Yeah, I imagine so, because it's, you know, it is kind of remote. And that's one of the things that yakkers like.
Yep. And you've got Black Hammock Island kind of bordering it on one side. And it's definitely a different area to fish, but it's the same things we see in a lot of other spots, you know, as far as the mud flats and the oyster beds and the structure and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that is our Angie's Creek of the Week, is Pumpkin Hill Creek. Opens usually by 8 in the morning. There's a little gate. You know, it used to be you had to carry your kayak a couple hundred yards to get to where the launch is, and they made an improvement there so that you could drive over there and drop off your kayak, and there's some nice parking in there. So it's pretty good, and it's right on the road. If you were going to be going to Horseshoe Creek, it's just not quite as far down Cedar Point
right.
Drive.
Just turn left before you head down towards Horseshoe.
Yeah, and it's a very nice place, very nice
yeah.
place. So I highly recommend people give that a shot. I know we've got a couple people that fish it pretty frequently, and you know they've had some good numbers up there.
Yeah.
And the mullet, let me tell you, I went on a trip Tuesday, and I was out of Horseshoe and went over to Garden Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the mullet, the finger mullet that are out there, let me tell you, the most perfect, I mean, finger-sized, 2 inches, 2.5 inch. I just pulled up on an oyster bar, got out, used nature's facilities,
yeah.
had my 3-foot cast net, 3 whole feet, you know,
yeah.
didn't have a real long lanyard on it either. And you throw that cast net, and I mean, I must have had 30, 40 finger mullet. And they worked really good, but you know those. There's plenty of
yeah,
bait in these creeks, and at Pumpkin
lot.
Hill, you're going to find just a ton of bait up there.
Yeah, there's just bait everywhere.
So that is our Angie's Creek of the Week. Angie Subs at Beach Boulevard and Penman Road, the place to come for hot subs at the beach. And you know now that school's back in, the scenery at Angie's.
Unbelievable.
Is pretty interesting.
We love Angie's.
You know, what is it about Fletcher that kids always wear bathing suits to school, huh?
Well,
it's that beach lifestyle.
Yeah. Plus they get the University of North Florida people in there, and it's a special place.
Yep,
we love
yep,
Angie's.
It certainly is. So where should we go from there? We had a pretty good trip last week,
HP. Yeah, we got to talk about that trip. We got, what was it, last Sunday, I guess, Mike and I got out, and we met at 5. I guess I got there at 5:05, which I heard about that, of course, because I was supposed to be there at 5.
At B&M, yeah.
Totally dark, you know, just got out of bed, get my bait, pay for everything, talk about what we're doing, go, get down the road, turn onto Florida Boulevard there, and realize my shrimp is still sitting at B&M.
That's wonder what happened to you. I'm thinking to myself...
I've done
he was
so
behind
times.
Me. What happened to that set of lights? And you know, and I'm like, where is HP? And you show up at the ramp, you know, it's about 10 minutes after me, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we get to the ramp. It's totally dark, which, you know, I don't launch a lot in the dark, but it was really cool. That was just awesome. Get out there, the water's like glass, the stars above, there's a few lights, you know, shining off the water from the moon and some dock lights or some house lights. Just paddling along, going with the flow, it's, you know, not another sound out there. And it was just an awesome experience, just a paddling experience.
Yeah, and I love paddling in the dark. And here's a guy
awesome.
Who doesn't see the dark too often. John Yaks Jax, how you doing, John?
Hey, Kayak Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, you haven't been to bed yet?
Who you got there with you? Who is that?
It's HP.
Hey, I didn't recognize the voice, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, you good. You just going to bed?
Yeah. Actually, I just got off the ferry boat going down an extra drive. So,
holy cow.
I'm proud of you, John. Look
last
at you getting up and get after some
isn't
fish.
That amazing? Last couple of weeks I've been doing this with you guys, yeah.
See how
so where are you headed this morning?
Heading down to Clapper. Yeah, about to give it to Clapper. I couldn't go far. I got to go to work at 1 o'clock. So,
well, it's been fired up. You know, Sure Catch on the website, Eddie.
Yeah.
Has just been getting some great numbers out of Clapper.
Is that where he's been hiding up in there? Boy, he's been doing it. He's been slaying them, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
He has a bad day. He catches 15 fish, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, it's 10 is good, 20
yeah.
is great, 30
yeah.
is your liar.
Yeah. And 40 is kind of your goal every time, right, Mike?
No.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, everyone, you got to have fun, you know, so it's.
I got canoe boy Greg Ammons is right behind me coming down Heckscher.
I haven't heard from Greg in a while.
Yeah, he's on deployment for a while, and so he Tim made chief. So Greg's looking for a fishing buddy. So we got in touch this week, and then the new guy Strat 50 Jason
mm-hmm.
Hill, he's going to meet us down here. So I took him out both days last. He's a good fisherman. He's just kind of new to the kayak world, these creeks and stuff. So we're going to have fun, but.
Yeah, it should be a good day out there.
I see some flashes of lightning. You guys don't know what the weather looks like around us, do you?
Well, they say they're calling for, you know, 40-50% chance of rain, which means it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you have a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah. We're not going too far from the base, I don't think, anyway. So.
Well, how you set up? Are you baited up today? You got?
Actually, I'm sitting with a rod right here beside me in the little car. I've got a a mirror lure, top, you know, the top water, so, you know, do a little top water dancing this morning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Cajun, not a Cajun Thunder, a Redfish Magic. I started using it 2 weeks ago. I've been working on the trout and stuff. So I've got that, the mid-column that I call it, and then a bottom fish, and, of course, I got a jig head and a couple mud minnows. So I'm going to try all three water levels and see where they're at, and then I'll fish that harder probably.
Yeah, well, you know, clapboard, it's got some shallow spots and some deep spots, so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're gonna start out over on the left hand side, probably do those docks right across from the launch. The last time I was up there with that guy from Atlanta, came down and picked up that Phoenix. He and I got into some nice little mangroves under that dock, so that was kind of cool.
You know,
and,
a spot that I like there, John, that you might want to hit, you know, given that you've got relatively high water this morning.
Yep.
Is if you go towards the river.
Oh, really?
Go under the bridge.
Yeah.
And take your first left. You'll be heading towards the river, and that'll be Blount Island on your right, and you'll see a bunch of docks on your left.
Go to
those docks and throw your Cajun Thunder around them, and I promise you, you are going to hook up with some trout.
I'll be darned. And
I mean,
before you get into the river, huh?
It is really good. It is really good over there.
I might tell Greg to give that a shot. Yeah, that sounds neat.
So, you know, and it's easy to just hit that and run up and down those docks a little bit, you know, because the tide's going to be still probably coming in just a little bit.
Yeah.
And hit that and then go ahead and go back in the creek and catch some other stuff. But those docks are a pretty productive place, both daytime and nighttime.
Well, I appreciate the tip. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, hey, have a good morning at it, John. Listen, we'll look to hear your report online.
The other mayor, by the way, I heard a story about his pinky. His pinky's out of business, huh?
He's got yak pinky.
Well, you know. It's for, you know, he's from listening to his little pinky too much when he drinks out of that champagne glass or something.
Yeah. Well, hopefully his pinky won't protrude as badly. But you have a great morning, John.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me on.
We're going to head to a break here.
Catch
when we come back from the break, we got Alex on the lines. Hang on, Alex. This is Jack's Kayak Fishing Show on 1010XL. Put it in my pocket.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
This is Brett Hastings, wondering how you define personal injury. Is it a broken leg, a permanent scar or a head injury, or even the loss of a loved one's life? Personal injury in its very broadest definition is a key practice area of Resnicek, Frazier & Hastings, the beach's full-service law firm. You can count on us to apply our years of personal injury and trial experience to your unique situation. Call us at 904-567-1060 or check us out on the web at rfhlaw.com.
Back at the Jack's Kayak Fishing Show, our phonograph needle probably skipped just a hair there. We got technology.
It wasn't me.
We got Mo Technology.
Yeah, it's all about the fuzzy record needles.
Yeah, man.
One of the best technology inventions ever.
Yeah.
The
CD.
Sit down. No more fuzzy needles.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Alex. He's hanging there on three. Alex, you there? No. Now he is.
This morning.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Islander 1225.
Yep, on my way into work this morning, actually. Not going to be able to get out on the water.
Yeah, and you're headed to West Marine, I take it?
Yep, right there at Beach and Southside. We're actually opening up at, all the stores are opening up at 7 a.m. this morning.
Really? What do you guys got going this weekend at West Marine?
Doorbuster sale on some, you know, mainly stuff for the boats. I mean, but of course, everything's going to be available for your kayaks and stuff, so.
That is awesome. 7 a.m. I wish I had known that. In fact, I'll probably be swinging by West Marine on the way out to the beach. Hey, Alex, how big of hooks have you guys got? I need some monster tarpon hooks.
We might have some 9-0s.
Some 9-0s, like some Daiichis or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I noticed I was short on yesterday. I was out there fixing to launch into the ocean and never saw anything, so we didn't launch. But I noticed in the old tackle box I was a little low on the big hooks.
Yeah, I might have some. Not 100% sure. I'm still working on my fishing section, so getting a bunch of the stuff in that everybody's wanting. So.
Well, hey, we really appreciate you working with us to help get West Marine on the show as a sponsor. For those that haven't noticed yet, we're not supposed to really start till September 1st, but we said, what the heck, and we put West Marine on last week, and y'all's spot is coming up shortly, and West Marine's got a new focus on kayak fishing, right?
Yes, we do.
So what's going on there? You guys carrying some good boats and some good product? And you know,
oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Our main thing is we carry, you know, the mainstream and the Perception kayak and, you know, accessories by Harmony. So we started carrying actual true fishing kayak this year in the Perception Sturz, which I actually have myself.
Well, you know, the thing that I've always loved about West Marine, you know, whether you have a boat or a kayak, is that you guys have all the hard-to-find stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, not only have you got kayaks and all those things now, you got all the handheld electronics. And you've got all of the, now you got all the rigging and things to go with it. You got all the fishing tackle to go with it. You got all those hard to find pieces.
Yeah, it's
those, that people are rigging out their kayaks and
hard to find pieces. I like going there and just wandering through there because your mind will see something. You're like, I wonder if I can adapt that to a kayak. So I'll go there and just wander around and say,
if we don't have it, we can most likely get it for you. So
yep. Hey, I got a call from a guy who manages. You say you're at which store on Beach Boulevard are you at, Alex?
I'm right there at Beach and Southside.
All right, who is the? Is it John who runs the store at Beach and San Pablo?
Yeah, that's going to be John.
Yep, John gave me a call, and in September we're going to have a kayak fishing seminar at that West Marine. We haven't dialed in the date yet. I think he was doing it in parallel with a sale y'all have coming up in the September time frame.
Oh, yeah, actually, that may have been, because I know me and JYJ, we were talking about doing one on September 25th here at our store.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's great. And, you know, we're looking forward to doing more with you guys. I mean, it's just, you know, it's our honor to be associated with such a good store as West Marine. And, you know, it's just something we've wanted to do for a long time, and we appreciate you helping make that happen, man.
Not a problem at all. Yeah, I'm actually going to pick up my new yak this morning from Black Creek.
Oh, sweet. What did you get?
Picked up getting a Native Ultimate 12.
Oh, those Native watercraft are sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz around those boats. A lot of people picking those up.
Yeah.
Went and test paddled one on, let's see here, I guess it was Wednesday, and that boat is sweet.
What sold you on that boat?
Basically, the stability. I was able to stand up in that thing with ease.
Wow.
And I got a chance to do some sight fishing on Iguana 6 miles last Sunday, and man, it's going to open up a whole new world being able to stand up in the kayak. So.
Well, it's really light, too, and it's got that tunnel hull on it, and it's, you know, it's a very fast-paddling kayak.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it definitely, it rides real well. It's fast, turns on a dime. So.
Sweet, Alex. Well, I know you'll enjoy that, man. You'll have to give us some pics of the new boat once you get it all rigged up and let us know what you think of that.
Definitely going to be hitting Iguana in the morning with it. So.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay, well, you guys have a nice day.
Hey, you have a good one too, Alex. And so West Marine open at 7 a.m. this morning. So if you need any goodies on the way to the ramp, swing by one of our local stores.
Sounds like they're having a big sale.
Have a good one, Alex. He's gone. And we got Robbie hanging on one. I wonder which Robbie this is.
Hey, Mike. Hey, who's your paddler? What's up?
It's Beer Robbie. Hey, Beer Robbie, are you going home or are you just getting up?
Oh, I'm at work right now talking while I'm working.
Oh, man.
I know that's the truth, man.
But anyway, I got 18 more days and counting.
Until your little one comes on out,
yeah,
huh?
That's for sure. And I understand you said you were going to get some hooks for a little tarpon fishing. Talk to us and tell us what's happening.
So, Robbie, well, from what I understand, and the Outdoor Show guys coming up will probably be talking to it a lot more.
Okay.
I've been told, and I've seen a report or two, that there's some bait on the beach. And a guy on our site, Sergeant Morris, said that he accidentally jumped a tarpon. There's a lot of that accidentally jumping
a
tarpon
lot of that
going
out there.
On. And so I went out yesterday to a couple of our favorite launch locations, South Ponte Vedra, north
right.
end of St. Augustine, and thought we were going to launch. And, I mean, it was just so chopped up with the east wind, and it's backing off a little bit this weekend. So, but, Robbie, you'll love this, buddy. So I'm sitting there from 6 in the morning till 8:30, going spot to spot, sitting there with the binoculars thinking, well, if bait came up, how would I even see it? It was like a washing machine out there. And so 8:30, I'm like, all right, heck with it. I'll call it a morning, and, you know, I'll be smart for once. I won't launch when I don't see bait and tarpon.
Right.
Well, we go and have dinner with Captain Kirk last night, and he's like, man, you should have seen it. 9 o'clock, it came up.
Oh, sick.
And, of course, you know, the wife has to give you all those platitudes, and I told you should be more patient.
Right. Yeah. She had missed an opportunity.
I drove all the way from Michler's in the truck. I drove from Michler's all the way to Daytona Beach and stopped every single place I could possibly stop, and I didn't see the first bait fish.
So you went past Flagler Pier and just kept going?
Oh, yeah, past Flagler Pier.
Man.
I mean, I found places, I said, wow, this looks like a great place. The Halifax River and all these places down there. I'd love to go down there and try some of those spots out, you know, when the tarpon aren't going.
Yep.
Anyway, I just heard you talking about having a contest with the Forgotten Coast Kayakers. Just make sure it's not a trout contest, and they might have a chance.
Well, we think that people all over the state should be able to participate if you've got, or even out of the state if you've got, a general fish population that people can, you know, shoot pictures of and have a little fun with.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Y'all have a good day. I'm gonna get back to work, and
sounds
I'll
like
keep
somebody's
it
defibrillator's
to
going off in the background.
Yeah, somebody needs some help in the hospital here. So anyway, let's get back to work.
All right, Robbie, it's great hearing from you, buddy.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, bye. That is
somebody's crash cart going off.
Is my paddling partner, Beer Robbie.
Yeah.
He's a tarpon magnet. You know, I hang around him just so I can get the leftovers.
What is it? Are you two the only guys not working today?
What?
Are you guys the only two not working today?
It's Saturday.
I know, but everybody—it seems like everybody is called in today. It's working.
Well, but Robbie, you know, he works at a hospital, and so he's probably near the end of one of his shifts.
Ah, that's right.
So when I get him on one of these mornings, he's probably getting off at 7 o'clock, and he's been working all night.
And so he'll put the kayak in at 7:30.
Well, he's been known to do that before, but he's not really worth much on those kind of days. But, you know, when you work those kind of tough hours and those kind of tough schedules, then he's able to carve out a couple days and
work hard, play hard.
And yeah, work hard, play hard, and he's going to be working hard in both ends now, because he and his wife Holly have a newborn on the way in the next 18 days, and we wish them great luck with that little girl who's coming. And you know, we'll have to, you know, cut back his fishing activities a little bit, but we need to get on some tarpon before that's done. So we're coming up on another break on the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show on 1010XL. Give us a shout. Coming back, we promise we're going to talk about some fish catching, because, boy, there's been some great fish catching this week.
We had an amazing trip.
Hey folks, Captain Kevin Faber here with the Flanders Outdoor Show, and we have moved over to 1010XL.
That's right, and we're going to talk about the outdoor sports. I'm not talking about baseball and soccer and cricket, fishing, hunting, tides, moon phases, bait reports. That's what we deal with.
And not only that, but some great stories from all of our callers.
So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show right here on 1010XL every Saturday morning from 7 to 10.
Everyone I know shops at West Marine. because West Marine has everything for boating and fishing. They've got those hard-to-find parts that make your kayak setup just right. Quality electronics, fishing tackle, and now West Marine has stepped it up. They're making kayak fishing more fun by carrying premier fishing kayaks and accessories. Check out their great boats, like the Perception Search Angler and the Mainstream Kingfish. Seats, paddles, and rod holders from Harmony, Seattle Sports, and Scotty. West Marine has the electronics perfect for kayak fishing, like handheld and fixed-mount GPSs, fish finders, and VHF radios from Garmin, Humminbird, and Icom. They'll help you find what you need and put it all together to get you ready to catch. West Marine, in Jacksonville on Blanty, Roosevelt, University Boulevard, and two stores on Beach, US 1 in St. Augustine, and A1A in Fernandina Beach. West Marine, making kayak fishing more fun.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Sugar Magnolia, Jackson. Fishing show. We're back.
Now that reminds me, Sugar Magnolia reminds me of my wife. She's a big Grateful Dead. It's her birthday today, so I gotta give her a big shout out. Happy birthday, honey.
Come on. How about a little love? Come on, give it up.
I love you.
There you go.
There we go.
Then turning red in the studio.
That's our first.
There you
on
go.
The air here.
There you go. Well, hey, let's talk back about, we started to tell the people about and I getting together last Sunday, and we started off crazy early. Well, we had low tide at 7:30.
Yeah, so we had to get out there early. So, you know, we're paddling through the dark, and you know, you can't really see the bank because it's low tide. The weeds are up, or the grasses are up high. All you can kind of see is the outline of the shore, and we can hear just bait, fish just busting bait everywhere.
That was, yeah, and
it was awesome.
We were like, well, I think there was something over
there.
Did you hear
they're
that?
There. I just can't see anything because the way the light hit those was, you just couldn't, the horizon looked like it was like 10 feet tall because of the spartina grass.
You didn't have a flashlight.
Yeah, I didn't have a light at all, so I'm just messing around. So we start throwing topwater skitter walks up in there, and I hooked one up, and it shook the hook after about 15 seconds and started messing around some more, getting a little closer, realized we were in about a foot of water, foot and a half. And tossed one up there, what I thought was the bank, as close as I could get, and, you know, started reeling it in, walking the dog. And you could see it in the moonlight, which was so cool. Dead glass calm. You could see the skitter walk in the moonlight, and all of a sudden, wham, this redfish just crushed it. It was an awesome strike. It was probably my favorite strike I've ever had.
The sound of it was unbelievable. Yeah. It was so dead quiet out there, and all of a sudden I heard whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, it was just awesome. And then it was on. Yeah, it was a 24, 25-inch red, which was a lot of fun fighting him. And just the strike, though, was what made that. The problem was that when you get one of those fish in there with a skitter walk with two treble hooks in inky dark with no flashlight, it's a challenge.
And you, mister, I don't use a net to land my fish.
I didn't use a net, and I'm just like, got this fish in my lap with these treble hooks flying around in the dark. I was like, this is just stupid. I know I'm going to get hooked. I got barbed a couple times, but nothing bad. But
yeah, but well, that was just a good start to the morning. You know,
yeah,
that was beautiful.
That we should have known things were going to go good from there because that was a beautiful start. Because then after that, I think the fish kind of got spooked because of that that was quite the fight because they I didn't hear them crash anymore. So then we moved around to another spot and we just killed them.
Just blistered them.
We did. And I think my count was 17 slotties and 5 rats and a flounder. And Mike was, you know what?
We each caught 20 fish.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was one of those, you know, weekend mornings that you think,
yeah.
You know.
It was one of the funnest fishing trips I've had because you the fish were there and you were catching. And it was funny because we were sitting right next to each other and somebody'd be reeling in a fish and the other guy'd throw over in the spot that the guy just caught the fish and nobody cared because we were just reeling fish
in. I thought two things highlighted the morning for me. One, I loved it when you had the double, Brad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's nothing, you know, and I just didn't have the heart in me to break out the camera and record that moment because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, I'm going to catch a couple more, you know, because we had the little competition going.
Yeah.
I didn't want to stop, but watching a guy work a double, you know, when you got two fish hooked up.
Yeah, that is a circus.
And, you know, another line's going off while you're working one of them, and you're like, okay, let's go into lockdown drag mode.
Yep. That's what you just got. I got to haul this fish in and get to the next one, because when you got 2 5-6-pound redfish going on at the same time, it's quite the circus, because I'm trying to reel both and hold on to one, and finally I just gave up. And if the one gets off, he's getting off. But he hung in there and landed both, so that was pretty exciting. That was fun.
And you had a good release. Fortunately, they wouldn't gut hooked, which sometimes they keep inhaling.
You know, it was such a weird bite that day. You know, we were talking about this. It was almost like a flounder bite. They would hit it, and you'd see, you know, your rod tip would jiggle a little bit, and then your line would just start walking off. It was not your typical crush it and go redfish type deal. It was, you know, I think they were just sitting down that hole, and they'd grab the bait and then just kind of go back and sit on that hole with that bait in their mouth.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many times, you know, it looked like a crab messing around with your bait.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to reel in, and all of a sudden, zoo, boy, it was on.
Well, I thought it was fun when you know, you also said, well, heck, let's see what they will bite.
Yeah.
And didn't you throw in, what was that piece of gulp you threw? It was not a saltwater necessarily type of bait.
No, it wasn't a saltwater gulp. It was just a regular gulp, but it was a 7-inch turtleback worm in tequila sunrise color, which I think it was a bass worm is what they use it for. But I ran out of bait. I ran out of 3 dozen shrimp, so I decided I'll throw that out there just to see what happens. And I just, you know, stuck this thing on the jig head ugly. I mean, I just put it on there like just the head of it hooked during the jig head and threw it out there because at that point it was, you know, we'd caught enough fish and everything. It was wrapping up and, you know, I ended up catching them on that thing.
We caught a red and a flatty on that.
Caught a red and a flatty, just dead sticking that ugly little worm out there. And we got to thinking about it, and the tide was coming in pretty good at that time. And we theorized with it being 7 inches that, you know, the tail on this thing was got pretty light and it was kind of a paddle tail type of deal. But I think it was just sitting there in the current just going back and forth and fish were just hammering that.
Yeah.
It was interesting because at that time I also had a gulp shrimp out there and the gulp shrimp never got touched.
Yeah, and they both had equivalent, you know, scent.
Yeah, the scent was the same theoretically and the that paddle, I think it was just the action of that thing just sitting in that current. Was probably drawing the fish in.
Yeah, that's a heck of a morning. You know, you never have much expectations. You know, weekend fishing can be tough sometimes, but when you get a low tide that early, and if you can get out that early, you can get a little bit of time to yourself because, you know, people aren't going to be able to get into those shallow water spots until, you know, 7:30 low tide. They're not going to be able to get there till 9:30. And at that point, hey, I think we were home, cleaned up, and ready for the day at 11:30.
Yeah, I was home and showered and had all my stuff put away at you know 11 o'clock. It was great. I mean, it was to have. And then you got your whole day. I mean, normally I come home 1, 2, and I'm like just dead tired and got to clean up. But
well, that day was not a rarity because I'll tell you the reds have been fired all week. Sure catch Eddie has been throwing some great numbers out there on the board. I went out again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And fished the up north of Sisters, you know, Horseshoe and that area up there, and just killed them, you know. And it was, once again, it was the first of the incomings when the bite was probably the best. And caught just an absolute pile of reds. You know, I really wanted to catch some different things. You know, right now I think the flatties have got to be firing off. And, You know, I've had one here and there, but I haven't really gotten on a good bite of flatties
right.
in a creek. Maybe I'm just not targeting the right spots, or, you know, I just go into red magnet mode.
Yeah, there you go.
And get some reds, but I'm dying to catch some trout. I was thinking about, you know, hitting whiteshell and the rocks and trying to go catch some trout, but the water's just so hot.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it's... Just it feels like it's 90 degrees in the creeks and even in the ocean.
It was not. I was measuring it when we were in that creek we were at, and it was 89.
Yeah.
In that creek. Now, we're sitting in about a foot of water there, but I can't imagine it was much different.
Well, I like that depth finder that you had. Brad had this. Was that the Hawkeye?
Yeah, the Hawkeye.
The handheld, and you know, we were like, well, let's check out the shape of the bottom here, and we just drifted a little bit and popped that thing a few times and got a couple signatures, and that really worked nice.
Yeah, we really got a good idea of what's down there now, which was something we theorized, but we didn't know exactly what was going on there. And I didn't realize it was as deep as it was and what we had going on there. So it was real nice just to kind of get those spot reads and be
able to... Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, you may be in a foot of water, but if there's a little channel that's 3 feet deep on another portion of the creek, then, you know, that might be where the fish are holding. And you know, like we did, we worked the low tide and the outgoing and the dead low and, you know, looking on flats and doing some sight fishing, looking for fish that were feeding on the mud.
Right.
And then, you know, after that kind of, you know, played itself out, you go and find some spots where there might be a little more depth where those reds would probably go to just chill out waiting
yeah,
for
the... Yeah, I think they were just sitting down there and just, change. You know, just from the bite you could tell that they were just sitting there. They weren't on the move.
Well, that's about all we got for you this morning on the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. It's been a good time, HP.
Yeah, it's been a blast,
and,
as always.
Let's throw it out to our sponsors, Strike Zone Fishing, your kayak fishing headquarters in Jacksonville, Black Fly Outfitter, our fly specialist, the David James Tree Company, for all of your needs for landscaping and commercial and residential shrubbery and trees and things like that. Got to call Jessica at 923-1353 with David James, Angie Subs, Lifestyles Realtors, and our newest sponsor, West Marine. They've got stores on Beach Boulevard, two of them, University Boulevard. They've got a store in Fernandina,
yep.
Store in St. Augustine.
Big sale today.
Yep, big sale at West Marine. They make kayak fishing more fun. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show on 1010XL, and we are going fishing.
Stay tuned for the Outdoor Show.
Yep, coming right up.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
Jacksonville Sports Radio 1010X.